Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
How's your leg?
Better. It's difficult to tell sometimes, especially when my adrenaline is pumping, how hurt I actually am, but it seems fine.
That's fair. The arm?
Still sore. That rock did a number on it. But I think it stopped bleeding. You'd be able to tell better than I.
I think you'll be fine.
So, can we take a moment yet?
Yes, I think we're far enough away now.
Oh, boy, I am beat.
This isn't exactly an ideal place to rest.
No, but I don't gather that we'll find a hotel around the next corner.
Not with any vacancy. I'm sure all the creatures have taken all the best rooms.
I think you've grown a sense of humor.
Sometimes it's the only thing to do.
I'm starting to forget what home felt like.
Are you?
Yes. I'm worried.
About being stuck here?
Sure, but about losing myself. Losing what I had, what little I had.
We're far from giving up. We've just killed a fucking giant, Arthur. Don't tell me we've lost that feeling so soon.
No. No, you're right. We do need a plan, though. Or at least an idea of what we're doing next. Where are we? You mentioned that there's a luminescence on the walls.
Yes, there's a fungus on the walls that gives off a faint blue hue. It's quite comforting in a way.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I don't think there's anything malicious about it. But then again, who knows in this place? In any case, it offers enough light to navigate the single tunnel we find ourselves in.
We just started walking after leaving the trap. Were there multiple offshoots? Different ways we could have gone?
Yes, at the time I didn't think it mattered.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. We don't even know where we're heading.
Well, we know one thing. This pathway was used enough to warrant a trap being set.
Right. Great point. Look at you.
Huh. So we're not far from something of importance.
I suppose not. You know, I have to say, I was really impressed with you back there. You kept my head on straight. And at times I forget how far we've come. You've mentioned before about being an investigator, and I'm sorry I shot you down. You know, it's so difficult for me to think beyond my own experience and my own desires to see again. And I really appreciate what you said about Faro. I guess I'm realizing that I've called you a great number of things. But I've never called you friend. So, thank you, friend.
Of course.
Anyway, we also want to be careful about where we tread.
Correct.
Don't need to go falling into any other pits. Keep our eyes open.
All right.
You mentioned there was a glowing thing that was used as a lure.
Arthur, I don't want to fuck with that.
I know. All right. So the walls are covered in a blue fungus. What's beneath? Does the stone look similar to the ledge that we fell from?
No, the walls here are black stone, much darker than it was above. The floor is loose stone and gravel, but again, this is a path of sorts.
How far do you suppose we fell?
Impossible to say.
You don't think that creature wanted this, do you?
Which, the glowing one that led us to Frank's camp? No, I don't think it possessed any sort of powerful intellect.
Right. So we fell, I guess, up, right? Trying to find our way back to the path we fell from. We had wanted to pass through the mountain, so I suppose that's our next goal.
Yes, I suppose so.
All right.
I do wish we hadn't lost that lamp.
What was that?
The lamp. I was saying I wish we hadn't lost it.
No, not that. Do you hear something?
No.
Left.
There it is again.
I don't hear anything.
There is something.
We're coming to a fork. Head right.
Why?
Why not?
You don't hear that.
No, Arthur. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, let's go right.
All right. Anyway, we still have the glass. If we wanted to take a moment and look at it, it might be worthwhile. However, at this point, we're only on the one path anyway.
Huh?
Can't imagine it would reveal anything to us.
Are you?
Jesus, Arthur! The floor here.
What?
It practically dropped off. The floor is black stone, I couldn't tell. There's a pit here, another trap. It must have triggered long ago, but... Jesus.
We almost fell. Again. God damn it.
I didn't notice.
I thought you were going to keep your eyes open.
Left.
Let's just go back. Left, like I wanted.
Like you wanted?
Yes, please.
Stay right, then.
Just please keep your eyes open.
I am Arthur.
Thank you.
The walls are changing slightly.
How?
The black stone is smoothing out. Less natural, more as if carved pieces. I feel like we're entering something. An area. Under halls of... I don't know, it's dark. The fungus is no longer growing here. Pull out the lighter. The The walls continue. The ceiling is flat. This is like... the stonework is...
like what?
I don't know. It's unfamiliar.
He's lying.
You're sure?
Yes, Arthur.
He's lying.
Okay.
There's a T-junction up ahead. The path splits left and right. I assume the right again.
Yes, the right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wonderful. These are hallways, stone hallways that seem to lead on into the darkness. We've definitely entered something.
Left here, now.
Why are you stopping?
Left here.
There's nothing here.
There is.
You're sure?
Yes.
Look again.
There is nothing here.
Just, please, look again.
The wall is... there's a door. It's hidden. What aren't you telling me?
The breeze.
I felt a breeze on my neck from that direction, John.
All right. You're sure you want to open this? It could be something...
I don't know for sure. But... yes, let's be careful.
It's a smallish chamber. It looks old. Dust covers the room. Shelves with books, though they look rotted through. There's a small table and... oh, there's a mural. A carving on the wall.
Of what?
Him.
Of what, John?
Of...
him.
Of Shub-Niggurath, the great old one. It's... it must be a... someone who felt... someone who followed them.
Liar.
Is it?
Yes, why?
Liar.
Arthur, why don't you trust me?
Don't believe his lies. Feel the carving yourself. He is lying.
What?
I...
what, Arthur?
Look, I can hear a voice in my ear.
A voice?
Yes, it's been... whispering to me, saying things that, so far, are true. Like, how we shouldn't have turned around.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did. I tried to. I asked if you heard anything.
What is the voice saying now?
Nothing now, but... it said you were lying. Look, John, this relationship, it needs to be built on trust. It needs to be built on... communication. It's been too long with lies, and we need to work on finally, once and for all, trusting each other. I admit, it took a lot to trust you with the truth about Faro. Maybe I should have told you earlier. Maybe I was, I don't know, afraid. But if we are going to survive this, we need to start to trust each other. We need to finally, once and for all, put our petty squabbles aside and be open and honest. Please.
I recognize these halls.
Okay. Why?
Why did I not...
no, just... why do you recognize them?
They are halls of worship.
Worship of whom? It's not Shub-Niggurath on that wall, is it?
It's him, Arthur. It's the king.
Okay. Do we have anything to fear?
No, they are abandoned.
But surely that... this can't be a coincidence.
I don't know.
We should head back. Find another way to...
Arthur, these halls are empty. I'm sure of it. And the chances of being lost in those tunnels...
But John, the king in yellow is searching for us.
He may have already found you.
Is that... who is speaking to me? Why are you speaking to me?
Because you have my picture.
Frank.
Frank.
Jesus! It's Frank!
I wouldn't be so sure.
Why did you lead us here?
Under the table.
Under the...
what did it say?
Where's the table?
All right. What did it say? Oh. Arthur, there's a corpse here.
Damn it. Frank. He never made it out.
Arthur.
Frank, I'm sorry. I hoped that we could have met.
Do not trust him, Arthur.
And used you as a way to inspire us to escape this place.
He is lying.
What is it saying?
Arthur Lester.
He's...
The entity inside your head has been a malevolent elder god for eons.
I...
A time unfathomable to our minds.
What?
Do not forget.
He's saying that...
Do not be tricked.
Arthur, what?
Do not be manipulated.
He's...
Ask him what happened to my friend's daughter.
Who?
Ask him what happened to Emily.
Arthur, what is it saying?
He wants me to ask you about Emily.
What? Why?
I don't know. Why? What would you have to say?
Arthur, listen to me. That voice is not to be trusted. It is manipulating you. It wants to see us divided. The king is clever. He knows exactly what would drive a wedge between us. Do not listen to it.
Right.
I will stay with you until you realize your mistake.
Right.
What did it say?
It wanted us to take something from his bag. Does the body look like it could be Frank's?
I don't know, Arthur. It's a corpse. There's no way to tell.
Well, it's not like someone would just drag a corpse here and... what is it wearing?
Clothes from a place that could very well be Arkham.
How did he... Is it clear how he died?
No.
Frank, how did you die?
Arthur, don't.
What? We need to...
Arthur, listen to me! That voice is not Frank!
How? How would you know that? What's in the bag?
We're not getting the bag. We're leaving.
John, you're not being fair.
You're not listening. You're being manipulated. The king is trying...
The king is also you, John. So who's manipulating me? Look, I just told you we need to trust each other. So trust me, please. We need to grab the bag.
No, Arthur.
No! You're kidding. Whose fucking body do you think this is?
Ours.
No, it's mine. We are sharing my body. It is still mine.
Not anymore. I have parts of you, whether you like it or not.
If this voice is Frank, we have
to... I don't care if it is.
What the fuck is this about? Power? You not being in the loop for the first time ever, is that it? For the first time since we met, you're in the dark and I'm the one with the understanding of... Or no, this is about Emily, isn't it? You're afraid. What happened with Emily, John?
Nothing.
You reacted strangely to her before. I never thought much of it, but... Why does Frank want me to ask you about her? Look. Things are getting heated. I want to break that cycle, okay? Look, we build up and tension breaks. Let's just take a moment. I just want you to be honest with me, and I'm being honest with you. We've come this far, so far, to lose it at something like this. John, whatever is in that bag, useful or not, is something I think would be worthwhile to see, at the very least. Whether it's water or an old book, we should get it. You don't want to tell me about Emily? All right, I won't push. You didn't push me about Faroe much. We have this. We can stay on track.
You think that?
Of course.
You don't know anything.
What? I know you.
You don't know me.
Yes, I do. I know
you. You know what I want you to know.
What?
I killed Emily.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because I wanted to.
How? That doesn't make sense.
She found my book before Ackerman, Arthur. She was the one who brought it to him. Remember?
She was in a field. I don't...
You think you were the first one I spoke to. The first one I felt holding my book.
You?
You're just the first one dumb enough to read from it when I asked.
You asked me to read from it?
Yes. You just don't remember.
You monster.
That's rich coming from you. If anyone should know what a monster looks like, it's you. At least I'm honest about the blood on my hands.
Don't you dare.
Don't I dare what? Remind you of how your daughter waited for her daddy to stop the bath? We're both murderers, Arthur. Difference is I did it by choice. You did it because you were unfit to be a father.
Fuck you. Fuck you, you piece of shit.
I always said you had the cold, calculated demeanor of someone not to fuck with.
We're done. I am through trying with you.
Grab the bag.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
You're right.
I don't need you to tell me.
A little more.
Arthur! Don't you dare touch that fucking bag!
Oh, what? You can't stand the loss of control. You're so used to me doing what you say and what you want that you can't stand me choosing my own path.
I have your eyes.
None of this belongs to you, you fucking parasite.
Fuck you! How dare you! I will choke the life out of you! Fuck you!
You fucking piece of shit!
You vile excuse for a man! Stay down, Arthur, or I'll choke the life out of you. You're no good to me, dead.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
You don't know how.
You took everything from me! You took my eyes, my thoughts, my freedom! You'd take it all if you could, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Only one of us will get this body in the end.
I know. I'm counting on it.
I'm getting the fucking bag, and I'm grabbing what's inside, and if you stop me, I'm gonna rip that fucking piece of wood out of your hand. Frank, what is this?
Drink this.
This? What is this?
It will return control to you.
Control of what?
Your body.
All of it?
No, not all. Only as much as can be done.
How? How would it...
The king controls you because your mind is fractured. Pieces of you splintered when overcome with things that weigh on your mind. This heals that part of your mind.
What is it?
Selenite.
Arthur, you are a fucking puppet.
Shut up!
Something is coming.
His followers sense you. He's led you straight to them.
We need to move.
Move, Arthur.
Fuck you.
Leave and head left.
This way.
Yes.
I don't know.
Shut up. I don't need you.
Keep a hand on me.
There's nothing behind us. Why are you heading this way?
Because at least one of the voices in my head seems to want to help.
That's what it wants you to think.
No, that's what you want me to think. You can try to mix me up all you want.
Mix you up?
Constantly berating me? Insulting me?
If you weren't such a fucking idiot, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Me? You were the one who apparently asked me to open the book. You knew this would happen. You knew...
Quiet.
Lost your nerve?
I'm not gonna help your friends find us.
Friends? Do you hear yourself?
Shh. They're behind us now. Straight ahead, through the door. I came this way and hid from them.
Okay.
Quietly now. The door is loud.
Right.
A garden?
A garden?
The gardens of this temple. They do not enter here. But there is only one way out. The way we came in.
What the fuck is hunting us?
His followers. They know.
Well, what is following us?
You know exactly what.
Fuck you.
Arthur, you must drink the selenite.
Right. Right.
Be warned, though. It will hurt you to drink.
Why?
Fixing a mind is not easy.
How do you know all of this? Frank was just a man.
Arthur, you are...
You lost the right to have a fucking say in anything that happens.
I know you have doubts, but you need to trust me. The king didn't want you to have this bag.
He didn't know what was in it.
Didn't he?
No. There's no way he could have known it.
I died long ago, Arthur. Before he was fractured. He ruled this land, and his followers walked these halls. Drink it, Arthur. Trust me, you can retain at least some of yourself.
No, I can't.
Why?
Why? What? Because I don't fucking want to! I am so fucking sick of voices in my goddamn head! Trust you. I can't trust either of you. My God. Can we just please stop it all? I'm so fucking tired of being pulled in every goddamn direction from you and from him. And I just want it to stop. I feel like I'm going mad.
That's what he wants, Arthur.
Enough! I don't fucking need either of you right now. Just shut up. I'm exhausted and tired, and I just want to... That's what you want. That's what both of you want, isn't it? You want me to give up. You want me to throw in the towel and call it quits so you can fight over the scraps of me like fucking dogs. Well, I have news for you, for both of you. I don't give up. I didn't fucking give up when the woman I loved died. died. And I didn't punch my ticket. When I held my only daughter's lifeless body in my arms. And I am sure as shit strong enough to push through everything you throw at me. So bring it on, you spineless fucks! I am gonna go down swinging. Every fucking time. Nothing to say. That's the first smart move either of you have made. All right. I'm in a garden. The halls of worship for the king, and I'm being hunted. And they're going to find me unless I do something about it. And I've been pursued before. Evade or hide. Those are the options. Evasion is minimal. A room with one exit. And unless there isn't just one exit. Better find out myself. Okay. Is this room even safe? A drip. Something's rotten in Denmark. Seems like you were wrong, Frank. Foul. But dripping from somewhere. Okay. Pipes for water, maybe, but a reservoir would be nearby. No. This isn't Earth anymore, Arthur. You can't conform to its logics. This garden doesn't. What kind of garden is this, even? In a dream? The ship, the forest, I mean. Frank's house, it wasn't, was it? It was part of a dream. Who shapes this reality? Okay, what is this place, really? Okay, let's shape out this garden. Figure out another way. Okay, here's the wall. Okay, we'll call this wall 0. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 steps to the far wall. Okay, back to wall 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, how does... I miscounted. Okay, back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. What? Where's the wall? Hello? Alright, John, I need your eyes here. Where are we? John, stop fucking about! I need your help. Okay. Okay. The drip. Okay. Oh. I don't remember it being so warm and thick. Relax, okay. Stairs, okay. I'm not buying in any of this. I know what you're trying to do, King. It is not going to work.
This is Dr. Jeffrey Orrit, March 20th, 1932. Recording from Arkham Psychiatric Hospital. Today, I'll be speaking with one of our newer patients, Arthur Lester.
Bullshit!
Arthur, why do you believe you are here?
Because of the voice in my head.
The one you called John?
Yes.
It's not real. It's not real.
Is he speaking with you now?
Yes, he's saying... He's telling me that you're not real. That you're trying to convince me that I'm mad. That you're a liar.
I'm only trying to help you, Arthur.
No, you're not. None of you are. You're trying to trick me, trap me, confuse me.
Everything is okay. You're safe now. Your daughter visited today?
No.
Yes.
Turn it off.
That was nice, actually.
She and your housekeeper, Tess, wanted to see how you were. Did you enjoy their company?
Turn it off!
She's grown so big.
They brought you the music box. Did you enjoy listening?
Turn it off! You bastard. You're not going to convince me that I'm not here right now. I am going to get the fuck out of here. I am going to... It's not her. It's not her.
Arthur, listen to me.
Where the fuck have you been?
You're being tricked. All of this is a trick. Come this way, please, friend.
Which way? The right?
Yes.
Where were you?
Suppressed by his power. Come on. We can get out.
Out of what?
This place. I think... Look, you just have to trust me. You wanted me to trust you. And I'm sorry. I'm going to start trusting you now. I'm sorry for what I said. I was angry and frustrated. But you need to follow me. Come to the right.
What is to the left?
Nothing for you anymore. It's the past, Arthur.
Leave me alone!
Leave it behind. You don't owe yourself that anymore. Come, we can escape. Yes, this way.
Wait. That sounds like...
Listen. Friend, come this way. Leave it behind.
No, I...
Listen to me!
I can't. And John would know that.
Have you been playing?
No.
Giving up, then?
Possibly.
I've heard very little from you. How have you been keeping?
I am well.
You have no help. I have expected to have been denied meeting you again today. She's no longer with you?
Tess is away for a short while. Her mother is taken ill.
A not uncommon situation these days, sadly. So you're not working?
Difficult to feel inspired. With Tess gone, I have many other things to tend to, however. So when I find the time...
You have not been to town in a long while, nor to see me in what seems like longer.
I cannot find the time. I have, as I've just said, been very busy.
There is always time for God, Arthur. There is always time to talk with him, and there is always time to visit him. And you of all people should find the time.
I would ask that you not touch that. I've neither asked for you nor your company.
Arthur, I will not have you talk to me as if I were the lesser of us. If you do not wish to speak, then so be it. But God is the judge and jury of your life. Without my guidance, I will not be surprised at his verdict. Life is loss. Everyone will face it, and everyone will eventually succumb to it. You can attempt to remove the Lord from your life, but he will determine your fate. Either way.
You are no longer welcome in this house.
Well, then I suppose your faith will reflect your decision. Do you wish to be with your wife and child?
Get out!
Guilt is a companion of death, Arthur. I see it with you now. Do not let it rival you.
I cannot escape it, Daniel.
Fair enough. But you don't have to let it win.
Daniel. John. John, where are you?
Why are you so
Get out! Get out of my head! Get out of my head! You're not gonna win! You're not gonna manipulate me! You can throw it all at me. I'm not giving up!
You motherfucker. Child killer.
Eddie, stop.
Drown your only daughter because of your incompetence.
Eddie, where?
Motherfucker. Fuck you.
Eddie, please. I don't know what's going on, but I swear, that's not my fault. It wasn't my fault.
It's all your fault. You were supposed to protect her. You don't deserve to live. Do you fly, motherfucker?
What?
No. Move, Arthur! Move, she's still here!
Who? I already did.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Get Faro and let's move!
Faro? She's...
She's fine, but you need to get her.
No, she's not.
Arthur, snap out of it!
She's not fine. She's... I know what you're trying to do. And I know you're not, John. I will not. Not her. Not ever.
You've changed. You're different now.
You?
You were young, naive.
I am different.
You made a mistake. Let it go.
I made a mistake.
Yes.
And I'm not going to pretend it didn't happen just because I've changed. I own it. I carry it with me. Because she can't.
Liar! You carry it with you because you want to. Because relishing the pain and the intention is better.
You're wrong. And you can't do whatever it is you swore you'd do. You can't kill me. Because then you'd die too.
You'll forget. Time is merely man's invention. measure memories. And patience is one thing I have in abundance.
Me too.
Well then, we'll just have to wait and see.
Arthur. Can you hear me?
John.
Arthur, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The king. He's been manipulating you since we...
I know. He didn't win.
He didn't.
He wants to wait. Wait until I forget about her. But I won't ever.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Where are we?
We've been captured, Arthur. We're within the prison pits. And I don't think we'll be leaving anytime soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.